Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Ath Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, and I am hyped today because it's another day for Weeb Wednesday, not on a Wednesday, you hear me? So, the series is finally back. New anime season's finally back, so it's time to jump in and review some of the new animes that are coming out this season. The only thing about this is, I'll talk about that when I get there. First anime I want to discuss today is an anime that's no longer here. It got pushed back. It got pushed back to 2022, and that is World's Harem. That is the one I was telling y'all about that y'all have to be on the lookout for because it will be banned everywhere. But for my people of culture, you just have to wait a couple more months and it's going to be in the next season. The next one is The Evolution of Fruit. Before I knew it, my life had it made. 4 out of 10, do not recommend. I don't know if it's the bent up annoyance of the laziness from these creators simply throwing out isekai after isekai, especially ones like this that don't even make sense. I was a huge fan of the isekai series, you know, once SAO came out, and then I read Jobless Reincarnation. That was my first manga, and then I just been a huge isekai fan. A good portion of the mangas that I read are isekais. I read a lot of isekai mangas. Don't get me wrong, I read a lot of other mangas and light novels too, but my favorites are isekais and fantasy. So it annoys me when I see ones like this that just aren't good. Like, I don't know. These are just, they're bad, super bad. The plot doesn't make sense. So after reading all those mangas with good plot and that are really well developed and everything, and then coming back to seeing this, it's a disappointment. It just triggers me more. But the same can be said about like average anime isekais and stuff like that. They like animes like this make those average isekais look better than they actually are. So I don't really understand. So I guess it's like it goes both ways. But anyways, 2 episodes into this and I'm done with this. I'm done watching this gorilla and I'm done watching the main character doing it. Because the main character is bland. He's bland, no substance. He's just a basic MC. I don't like him. He's very boring. He's not very interesting at all. Tired of seeing this love connection with this gorilla because it's strange. I don't understand it doesn't really make sense that he has this love connection with the gorilla. I see what they're trying to do with the harem. Like I said, they were trying to look like kind of like Moonlit Fantasy, but Moonlit Fantasy, at least it was more comedic relief and it was actually still pretty good. Like, it was actually pretty good. And the monsters at least stayed in their human form. This one been staying in the gorilla form. So it just looks like he's, you know, in a relationship with a gorilla, which is kind of weird. Again, doesn't make sense. The show, it doesn't really look too good. We're not really seeing what his classmates are doing, anything like that. I know I usually give it 3 episodes, but I'm not wasting any more time on this series. I'm not going to give it more than the time I've already given it. So I do not recommend that one. I'm marking that one off my list. And you won't be hearing about it in any more future reviews. The next one is one I really, really, really enjoyed after the first episode. It surprised me big time. I know in my initial I said that this was one I recommended you to watch, but after episode 1 I definitely believe you have to. Like, it's not even recommend, you need to watch this one. This one looks really, really, really good. The first episode jumped out the gate and hit you with everything to make you like the MC. So, suicidal high school graduate with trauma on trauma on trauma. His family was killed by a car malfunctioning, you know, causing it to explode. After that, he moved in with his aunt and uncle, and he was constantly being beaten, mistreated, and treated like trash. He has no friends. His only family is abusing him, and he's growing up like the Harry Potter style, living in a closet, except he's getting beaten way more. He's getting treated way worse than Harry ever did, and it's just like his life sucks. So once he jumps and he's rescued by the angel, she offers him like the things he wanted most in life. She offers him love and freedom. The freedom being represented in the wings. that she bestowed upon him, allowing him to go any and everywhere without restrictions, in a love with the power of the arrow, which can allow him to force any and everyone to fall in love with him. He even had like this semi-realistic response to all of his saying. It wasn't genuine to use that power to make people fall in love with him, because he's like, it's just not genuine. I feel given his circumstance, like people would A, respond like him and not believe and be like, oh, it's not that genuine, or and like not want the powers, or B, like abuse the powers to no content as a way of revenge for the crappy cars you're dealt. You know, another interesting like aspect was the way the angel was portrayed. When you think of angels, you think of these pure-hearted individuals that do everything the right way by God's will. Well, when you see her, she looks and she appears as the stereotypical angel. However, you quickly see that's not the case. First instance, when she tells the MC, she tells him a story about what truly happened to his parents and his little sibling, and that it wasn't just a freak accident, but rather his aunt and uncle caused the accident. Like they caused the car to malfunction and explode and killed his parents so that they could take him into custody so that they could collect all the money his family had. So, I mean, you know, it's messed up what people do it for money, but the angel doesn't say forgive them or anything like that. Rather, she tells the main character to, you know, kill them. She says, use the arrow, like the make your aunt fall in love with you, have them confess everything, and then tell them to kill them. Like, she's like, kill them for revenge. Like kill the family because they killed your family, and then reclaim the money that was rightfully yours in the first place and just go enjoy life. And so he's like, aren't you an angel? Like, you're telling me to do that. She's like, and she's basically like, I don't know what your like portrayal of angels are, but this is like basically, you know, kind of like an eye for an eye. Like, they killed your family, you kill them. Like, it's not that, that's just what you should do. And he's like, he doesn't want to kill his family, obviously, because what sane person is just going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to kill them. He's like freaking out because he didn't. The crazy thing is his aunt kills herself because she says, because he used the arrow to make her fall in love so she could confess that she did it. So then he was like, when she confessed, he was like, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. I just want y'all to kill yourself, blah, blah, blah. He was just raging and yelling and everything. And then because he didn't realize the extent to the power, he saw his aunt actually take her life. And he's like freaking out, crying in the pool of blood. Like, he's so confused. And then he, you know, because that's, he's not like happy for revenge. He's like, it just added more trauma to his life. He's like even more messed up after seeing his aunt kill herself, even after all that she's done to him and killing his family, doing everything and mistreat him. He still was like, that's messed up, because that's how you, a normal person, would react. Even if that, like, you want revenge, you still react like, dang, that truly happened. You get even more messed up. And then, you know, he's coping. He's sitting in a hotel. He's not moving. And the angel's like, you kind of need to do something. Like, enjoy life. Go do something. He's like, he doesn't want to do anything. He's like depressed. He's majorly depressed. He doesn't want to use the money. He doesn't want to do anything. And then that's when the bomb gets dropped on him, because the angel tells him like the real reason she came and she popped up in the first place, which was the competition for the new god, and how there are 13 candidates, all with similar powers to him, and it's basically a battle royale to see who's the last man standing to become the new god. And this was a lot to unpack, and this was only one episode. Listen to everything I said. I didn't even talk about this was all in one episode. That's a lot. I will definitely be following this series, not even touching the manga, because I actually want to follow the anime. After the anime, you know, finish out, I'm more than likely gonna read this with manga, but for right now I want to actually enjoy this anime after seeing episode one. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna actually tune in and watch this on anime. The third one I want to talk about is Banished from a Hero's Party. I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. So I mean, I was wrong about this one in my initial preview. I stated that he was banished after they defeated the demons, and it's a story about his life afterwards, but he was banished during the war with the demons because he had reached his max potential. He isn't getting stronger, so everyone's starting to surpass him and everything, to the point where, you know, he's more of a liability rather than actually helpful. So they're like, one of his party members was like, you're just like holding us back. You're dead weight, basically. Just go ahead, leave the party. We can make up a story saying blah, blah, blah. So he made up a story saying like, they went out to fight the demon who was patrolling or anything. He just didn't come back. So he's just living his quiet life in the countryside. He's just doing him over there. He's living a simple life, hiding his powers and living as a simple D-ranked adventure. You got to think, He was a knight on fighting the demons and everything. Like he's one of those guys. So now he's going to live a normal life with these other people who are just adventurers, and they're like, oh yeah, like we're top adventurers. He's stronger than them, but he's like, because he, I think he was a knight. He's one of those knights, so he's much stronger than them. But he's like, at this point, he doesn't want to go flex and everything. He just wants to live his quiet life. None of he's left. He was a disappointment to his family and everything because he couldn't get stronger. So he's like, he's just living as a D rank. Some of the B ranks and stuff be trying to talk trash to him. He's like, eh, whatever. I don't really care and everything. Sorry, that was actually my recording to tell me to go record, which I am doing already. But anyways, like this one, you know, it's a simple anime. I thought it would be, you know, it's just as simple as I thought it would be, but it might be better than I thought originally thought because, I mean, after episode one, I was like, eh, it was okay. I honestly expected it to be much worse and way more basic, but it's still a simple anime, but it's one that can pass the time. If you're just looking for something to pass the time, you really enjoy watching shows. Slice of Life's one that's not as action-packed. This one's not too bad. This is not too bad of a time, to pass time. So I'll probably be paying attention to it for a few episodes, see how it continues on, and then give another review after a few episodes after I see more, because I've only seen one episode so far. The next one is The World's Finest Assassin Gets Reincarnated as an Aristocrat. The initial anime actually showed the backstory of the main character before he was reincarnated, which is rare nowadays when it comes to this genre. Cause you see a lot of things, they just jump in. It's kind of like boom. And then they don't really explain anything. They don't do anything like that. You just see them right there. And so I'm glad that they actually showed the backstory, at least a little of the backstory beforehand. I like that they gave us an episode before they jumped into the story, and it was a good thing, but at the same time, it made me antsy. So after I watched the first episode, we didn't see much, and we didn't actually see them progress into a story. I just read the manga. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I read the manga, and by the time this episode goes out, because I'm recording this ahead of time, by the time this episode goes out, the second episode will probably be out, we'll probably have seen the story by now. But as of right now, when I'm recording this, the first episode is out, the second episode is not out. And so I read the manga because I wanted to know actually more about the story. And I ended up actually catching all the way up to the manga. And depending on how they do it in the anime, this should be an above average anime. Like, it's not as fire as I thought it would be and everything from what I heard. But it's actually still going to be one of the better new animes out. I don't want to spoil anything. Like I said, only the first episode is out at this time. But by the time y'all listen to the second episode is out, I still don't want to spoil anything. But it was a cool manga. So I'm definitely gonna be watching this anime because it seems pretty good. It seems actually pretty good. So y'all should enjoy it. The next one is my second favorite on the list we're gonna be talking about today. And as I've stated before, I like isekais where the main character starts off like young, and so that we can see them grow up, we can see what shapes them to be the character, the type of characters they are, we can see their journey from like weak to eventually strong. And even though like they jump straight to being a child, we can still see that journey. I like seeing animes, I like seeing stories where the main character is just not coming in, boom, they automatically know, like those little points mean a lot to me. I don't want the main character to come in automatically knowing how to hunt and kill, because like in the isekai, that doesn't make sense, because if you had no experience killing or fighting in your previous life, but then you jump into this fantasy world, all of a sudden you're a pro, that doesn't make sense. So I like them, like seeing them, overcome small hurdles, like actually learning how to use magic instead of, using it perfect with perfect control and everything off. Like, I don't mind them being overpowered and having a huge mana pool or anything like that, but them still having to learn how to use it and learn how to properly do everything. And a simple scene in this episode was the MC was snapping a bird's neck. And if you were doing this for the first time, it would be extremely uncomfortable. If I did this for the first time, I know I wouldn't be able to just go up to a bird, grab it, snap his neck. Like, that's not a normal thing. Feeling and hearing the bones break and, knowing you're ending a life. We eat meat, we eat animals all the time and stuff, but to actually kill one is different. So those small details make the story for me. That's why I believe I will enjoy this one. And as I'm picking this one's manga back up, because I only read a few chapters and I stopped because I was reading something else. But I'm definitely picking this one up because I really enjoy those minor details. And the first episode was mainly getting us used to the characters and seeing how they interact with each other and stuff. So I'm definitely going to be paying attention to this one. Like I said, I'm definitely going to read this one's manga, and this is going to be my second favorite out of the. This is probably going to be the main manga I'll read in this entire season out of all these animes, but it's going to be my second favorite of the new animes coming out. I said new anime, not return, but new animes coming out. Next, I want to talk about My Senpai is Annoying. Definitely not Don't Toy Me Miss Nagatoro level, but after the first episode, it was an okay slice of life. I still don't understand the undersized kid, appearance for adult females, but I see I don't understand why people like, what do they call, low, god dang it, you, I'm an anime, but a lowly? Lowly? I can't. I'm having a brain fart right now, but whatever. I don't understand that the hype around that. But anyways, I see the love connection they're trying to make with this show. The main character isn't bad. She isn't trying. She's just, her story isn't literally like, she's not a bad character that you don't like. She's trying to find her way. She's trying to show that she's a capable adult. She has a good support system with her coworkers. They feel more like family. I'm gonna watch a couple episodes. Like I know this one's not one I'm just gonna cut off early. I'm gonna at least make it to the three episodes. I'm gonna see how it goes from there. The first episode was kind of interesting. I'm just gonna see. Like I said, I'm just gonna see how they go from there and review it at another time after more than one episode is out. The next one is Blue Period. This one is easily my favorite anime, new anime this season. Easily. This will be my anime of the year. Just my personally, I don't think everybody else is going to like it as much as I do, but my personal anime of the year, this is probably going to be it. I know it's only one episode, but this anime resonated with me like no other one has ever before. The main character seemed like a normal guy hanging with his friends, going through school, getting good grades. He's logical. He's just aiming for a career after high school that pays well, which most people end up doing a job that they can tolerate that pays the bills, not necessarily their dream job. The main character is also a people pleaser, as seen with him not really voicing how he feels, but rather saying what makes other people happy and doing things that fit in, such as being a social smoker, normal high school things, kids want to fit in, be like, that's normal for, kids and everything. However, after seeing a painting in one of the art club's like members drew and everything, he was wowed like beyond relief, and it begins to make him think like he disregarded the art club at the same time, though, because he was dismissing them, asking why they would pursue a career that doesn't make much money and that there's no guarantee based, like, you'll be able to provide. Like, it's a logical way of thinking. He's like, why would you pursue even though that's your passion, why would you pursue it if it's like art school is expensive and making money with it afterwards is not high? Like, a lot of, if you pursue an art degree, you go look at the average salary for people that go for one of those art degrees, it's not much money. It's not much money at all. So he's like, he's questioning them, why would you go there? It's a fair question too. But as he starts learning more about art, he begins to waver and starts enjoying it, which bothers him because he constantly asks himself, why am I wasting my time doing these pointless activities which won't bear any fruit? Yet he can't help himself because he's starting to become more and more engulfed by his passion and his desire, because he's like, I finally found something that's me. And then he was talking to one of his friends about it, and his friends couldn't understand. Like, he was trying to talk to them, like, what's up with you? Like, what's going on with you? And he was talking with one of the art club members, and they understood him. And he was like, I finally feel like I'm having a real conversation, like a real conversation as me, as like, this is who I am. Not somebody that's trying to fit in, not somebody that's chasing across, but I actually feel like this is something. This is a new feeling to me. He's heart racing. He's just loving it. And so everyone, because everyone has something they're passionate about and can attest to how you can lose track of time when you're doing it and everything like that. So he's all about art. He starts becoming all about, without, he's trying to hide it still, but he's slowly becoming all about art and everything. And he even cries when, some people understand his art, because he was drawing and people are like, oh, I can see that right there, blah, blah. Okay, they were in art class. He had to take art class, but he used to just sleep in it because he didn't really care about it. But now he's starting to enjoy it, and people were understanding his drawing. He broke down because it was like, it was just like a new him was emerging. Like, that's like he finally felt like he took off his mask and he shed his shell and he's becoming who he really is as a person. So that which again, I'm sure a lot of people can understand when you finally find that thing that you're passionate about, you love, you're like, this is me. This is who I am and everything. So you have all that and everything. So he's breaking down and everything like that. And so he finally asked the art teacher and everything, why would you go to a school? Like, why would you go to an art school when there's no guarantee you can make a living after? And I love the teacher's response, because she said, it's just leave your passion as a hobby. That's something an adult would say. Kids who don't try their best are the ones who don't have passion. Isn't it natural to put everything you have into pursuing your passion? And it's such a simple yet complex like response. I can relate because, you know, I mean, I'm not in school. Me and Spells already had that conversation where I'm like, I don't like school. I'm not going to school. I don't want to go to school. But I mean, I used to want to go to art school and everything like that. I used to really want to, because I like art and everything. But at the same time, that I had the same mindset as the MC. Like, that doesn't pay the bills. Dreams don't pay the bills. So, which is why I'm in the IT career field right now, because that pays the bills. But I'd be lying if I said, you know, what would happen if I didn't treat these things like podcasting or some of the graphic design and stuff like that I like to do as a hobby? Like, what if I didn't treat it as a hobby and actually pursued it, like pursued that passion going 100% in? But at the same time, that's not realistic. You see people all this time, like some people, like let's take YouTubers and Twitch streamers and stuff like that. They're like, we're going all in. You see a lot of success stories, but you don't hear about all those failures, because it's like, yeah, these two people succeeded, but those other eight people failed. You don't see that. So it's a popular market, but it's not like one that a lot of people are going to come out and be successful in. It's a competitive market, and that's just the way it is, and that's just like it is what it is. So I can see how he's feeling throughout the whole time. You can see he's getting frustrated, and you can see he's struggling throughout this life. You see him struggling between trying to balance between my passion and what's realistic and what can we'll do, everything like that. I think this is an anime that will do well, because the story will hit home for a lot of people regardless of what they're pursuing in life. So it's a 10 out of 10. Definitely recommend. The next one I want to talk about is, I'm going to struggle to say it, Miruku-chan. Miruku-chan. The first episode was kind of random. Didn't really explain why the main character just randomly just start seeing ghosts. I honestly don't know how she's like pulling off the ignoring them part, because I mean, I know they show she's terrified. They show her like grabbing her skirt. They show her like getting nervous and sweat, but she holds her composure well, like, cause she's in public and a lot of times and everything. But I'd be constantly pissing myself. I'm not even gonna lie. Random ghosts just start popping up in my face, get popping up, talking. She can see them, she can feel them, she can smell them. Nobody else can. So it's like, I would be having a heart attack every 5 seconds. Even when she's sleeping, trying to sleep, they appear and she's just trying to ignore them. She's scared. She's terrified. Just randomly starts out. I don't know how she's making this done. But it's a unique type of humor, you know, found with her reactions and seeing just how she goes throughout her day-to-day trying to ignore them. You can see they even have a little bit of fan service in there, because they use her, you know, they use her best friend as the fan service aspect. And after the second episode, I can see the basic premise. I'm interested to see how they're going to continue to make this last a full season, because after watching the first two episodes, I'm like, I see where they're going, but I don't know if they can last a full season with this. Who knows? We'll see. I can't wait to see the third episode. I'm actually going to watch it. But if it looks like it's still going to just continue to be repetitive, I'm probably going to drop this one, because, like, again, I don't see how they're going to make a full season out of this one. But it's an interesting one. So if you have time, you're looking for one, I definitely recommend you at least try it. It doesn't do no harm at least trying it. The last one we're going to talk about, though, is Tac Op Destiny. The first episode was interesting. The animation, as I knew it would be, was beautiful. Like I said, usually anime is based off mobile games aren't good and don't do too good and don't look too good or anything like that. But this one's actually a surprise. The action, the fighting scenes look good. They still haven't explained why they're fighting these creatures or why they have to use music. Not sure, like, what's going on. Like I said, I'm recording this beforehand, so I don't know what's going on in the second episode yet. The second episode already dropped by the time this episode is dropping. I think the Attack of Destiny episode dropped on Wednesday, and this anime episode is gonna go out on Thursday, so it should have dropped yesterday. Maybe in the second episode they're gonna explain more, but in the first episode they didn't explain that much. They just kind of showed the fighting. They're trying to get to New York. It just, you know, it was a good intro episode, I think, outside of the fact that it's not explaining much. But just as far as like the art scenes and the fighting scenes and just how it looked, the presentation, it looked good. I'm definitely going to keep checking it out, because like I said, the art looks amazing, and I definitely want to keep checking this one out, because I feel like this one's going to be an interesting one, and this is going to be more of a sleeper one. But anyways, that was actually, I felt this episode was going to take longer, because I think I talked like 10, 11 animes. I thought this was going to take much longer. I think I tried quite a few animes. Dang, it's only took this long. But anyways, guys, this has been another episode of the Ath Geeks Podcast. Always, always, always remember to respect women. But most importantly, remember to respect yourself. And we out.